Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. KT McFarland will be here. Dan, from our sources, they said yesterday, do you want KT? And he said, KT? KT McFarland? Yes. Who was second in command to General Flynn in that intelligence operation. What are her thoughts with General Flynn being what? The word exonerated is probably too strong or not the appropriate legal term. But it plays into my mind into Bridgegate. Now, you know how I feel about Bridgegate. I just feel anytime anybody stops people from even convenience, I get nuts. And Christie and his minions definitely did this. But the Supreme Court yesterday saw this as overreach. We have with us the representative at that point who was a chief Democrat. And as I remember, he was the driving force to try to out what happened with Bridgegate. John Wisniewski joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, John, welcome. Thanks for joining us. I think we've spoken over the years, and I'm glad you're back. What are you doing now? Are you in legal practice? Or
I'm trying to run a law firm during a pandemic, so it has its own challenges.
Well, it's correct, isn't it, John, to say, and it's a mark, because I do think what happened in Bridgegate was absolutely 100% wrong. I want to state that you were the chief person that pushed and got to the bottom of it, right?
Yeah, I ran the initial investigation through the Assembly Transportation Committee. Then I co-chaired it when it was a joint committee with the Senate with Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg. And the whole process, it started in 2013, and by early 2014, when the U.S. Attorney, Paul Fishman, announced his indictments of Bridget Kelly, Bill Baroni, and David Wildstein, we were forced to take a step back so as to not interfere with the U.S. Attorney's Office and their federal probe.
Okay, so yesterday you were set up. We were surprised, a publicity thing ready to go. You must have known something might be coming down soon. Where I'm surprised, let's face it, unanimous by the Supreme Court on just about any issue at this point, saying essentially they toss these out, not every corrupt act by state or local officials is a federal crime.
Well, yeah, I think that's a simple way of putting it. I mean, the whole thing came down to, and you know, these get very boring, but what is property? And the U.S. Attorney interpreted the statute, the wire fraud statute, that makes it illegal to improperly take money or property, that the use of the reallocation of those lanes was an improper, illegal use of the property of the Port Authority. And that was the basis, essentially, on which the prosecution went forward. And Justice Kagan, you know, citing a whole list of prior U.S. Supreme Court precedents, said that, you know, this is not the kind of property that the Supreme Court views that wire fraud statute talks about. And, you know, the justice said, look, this was wrong, this was corrupt, this was deceitful, but not fitting within that definition of what property is under the wire fraud statute.
Are you okay with that? Because what I think they're getting at is they don't want us to be running untrammeled to federal law. Federal law is often the recourse. I'm in a place like Philadelphia, John, and I say this all the time. Well, you know Philadelphia. You're an observer. Several of these people, Shaka Fatah, Williams, the DA, who I was fairly friendly with, they get away with stuff on the local corrupt level. And then when they get banged by the feds, that they just don't understand what happened here. I'm allowed to do this because it's a one-party town. The federal government is needed then to intervene. But on this, I think what happened is you guys prove what happened with Bridgegate. There were ample straightforward reasons why it was wrong and or illegal, rather than jumping into the feds, which then appeared to be people were going after Christie maybe at a higher level.
Well, remember that, you know, unlike something that's happening within one community, even one as large as Philadelphia, this was a bi-state bridge. And oftentimes, the proper venue of federal law is when things happen between states, where it doesn't properly necessarily belong in one state or the other. But you know what's interesting, and Justice Kagan pointed it out in her decision, is that, you know, it is really a much more appropriate function for state governments to regulate fraud. And then, you know what she did? she cited a specific statute that New Jersey has that prohibits the unauthorized exercise of official governmental functions, which this fits very neatly into. But, you know, the question is, why didn't Chris Christie's attorney general do anything about this? Sat silently.
Well, I would answer, sadly, cynically, that the same thing would happen in a Democrat administration. The attorney general, you know, there's a long history of this, John, is not going to go after the top person, and Christie was the main target of this. What do you think would be, since you're out of office now, particularly wanted to ask you this, what should have happened to the principal players that we know that executed this? They are guilty of this, the staff of Governor Christie. What would be the appropriate punishment in your view?
Well, I think they certainly need to be held accountable. That the public needs to know exactly what happened.
All right. We're talking with John Wisniewski here about Bridgegate. And, you know, I don't know that people are going to turn around on this. The consensus had become this was wrong. I took some shots from people over the years, you know, because it was our guy. It was a Republican. It was Christie and all that. But what, 3 days of this, imprisoning people on the bridge, it was wrong right from the very beginning. The whole deal was out of control. But the Supreme Court yesterday is making the argument that doesn't mean you can go to these fishing expeditions and pull up statues and the rest of it and say that that's the way to go. All right, let's go back to John Wisniewski. So, John, a final question then. What is your takeaway from this? Is this fine in your view, or is there anything unsettling about what's happened here?
Well, it's fine because the Supreme Court followed precedent, which is what we all hope the Supreme Court will do, right? So they've played by the rule book, and this is their decision, and I'm fine with it. And congratulations to Bill Baroni and Bridget Kelly. You know, they get their get-out-of-jail decision, and good for them. But what concerns me is when you read this, or as some people will misread this opinion, it says that misusing government resources is okay, and that's not what we want to have a Supreme Court decision be standing for. And, you know, there's a lot going on these days, and, you know, I was listening to your program before I got on. You know, when people bend the rules for their own convenience, when they bend the rules for their own political advantage, that erodes confidence in government, and that makes it harder for anybody who wants to do the right thing to actually accomplish something.
Okay, I'm right now. Are you referring to what I was talking about? Let's leave Jersey aside with Murphy. I'm just talking mainly about Pennsylvania. Are you a fan of what we're enduring here in Pennsylvania? I think this is misuse of government by Governor Wolf. What do you think?
In terms of the pandemic?
Yes.
Well, look, you know, every governor is in a tough position. They are going to be held accountable for protecting the population from the ill effects of the coronavirus, and they have to create rules that help protect the public. People are going to be upset, right? The livelihoods are going to be at stake. People are going to be forced to stay at home. They may be out of work. But if they didn't take those steps and hospital emergency rooms were overwhelmed and you know, the people were not able to go to work because they're sick, those governors would equally be held accountable for not
doing
enough.
John, here's the thing. Look, I saw, you know, we differ politically, but I admired the way you went about the Bridgegate thing. It was thorough, it was pushing it, and it was wrong. Here's the thing, though. Here in Pennsylvania, we're not dealing with science anymore. We're dealing almost with the whims of people. For example, John, the governor in Pennsylvania has a website in which some businesses have gotten a waiver. Others that are very similar did not get a waiver, and yet he has shut down the open records office. We can't see government in action. Now, surely you wouldn't be on that side based upon your public
statement. No, you can't. Look, New Jersey's got a 7-day return period on Open Public Records Act. All right, so during this kind of crisis, maybe you extend it to 10 or 14 days. You know, maybe you revamp it a little bit, but you don't shut it down, because if you can't look at what government's doing, then you can't hold it accountable.
That's exactly right. Look, and as much as I differ, and I think he's even more progressive with Governor Murphy, I haven't seen that. He makes decisions, and I don't like him, but it's public. This lack of transparency is what has set me off. Hey, John, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on and sharing your expertise. I hope we talk again.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.